Ever notice how some companies seem to close every deal they touch while others with the same expertise struggle to get their foot in the door? Here's something fascinating. Our research shows that when it comes to winning client trust, most businesses are looking at the wrong metrics entirely. In fact, 72% of B2B companies are focusing on numbers that have nothing to do with their actual success. Today, I'm going to show you the three hidden metrics that determine whether your market trusts you or ignores you, and how to use what I call the AAA alignment audit to transform your business into a client.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Baczynski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Baczynski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. And today, we're diving into something that's going to change how you think about attracting new clients forever. If you've been following our identity series, you know we've uncovered the costly projection trap and explored the three layers of business identity. But today, we're getting tactical. So if you missed the last two episodes, I would strongly suggest going back to episode 5, where we started this journey, and work your way through up to this one. Because as I always say, a clear strategy beats blind tactics every single time. So I urge you to get your strategy on with the last two episodes before diving into the tactics I'm about to uncover. And subscribe to the podcast while you're at it so you don't miss another episode. And with that, I return you to your regularly scheduled program. So where was I? Oh yeah. After looking back at over 1,000 case studies, I've discovered something fascinating. Success leaves clues, but they're not the clues most businesses are looking for. While everyone's obsessing over their LinkedIn engagement rates and website traffic, the real drivers of attraction are hiding in plain sight. Think of it like a combination lock. You can have two of the numbers right, but that vault isn't opening until you nail all three. And that's exactly how the AAA alignment audit works. It looks at three critical metrics that, when aligned, unlock unprecedented growth. When misaligned, well, that's when most businesses are leaving millions on the table. Let me show you what I mean here. A few months ago, I worked with a tech company that was doing everything right on paper. Great marketing, solid product, strong team, but their close rate was stuck at 15%, well below industry standard. When we ran them through the AAA audit, we discovered something shocking. While they were measuring 67 different metrics in their marketing and sales, they were missing the three that actually mattered. Within 90 days of fixing these three metrics, their close rate doubled. Not because they changed their product, and not because they hired expensive salespeople, but because they finally aligned what I call their trust triggers. So grab a pen and a paper because I'm about to walk you through the exact framework we use to transform their business and dozens of others just like them. Let's start with an analogy that'll make this audit framework crystal clear. Think of your business like a high-performance race car. You can have the most powerful engine, the best aerodynamics, and the highest quality tires. But if those three elements aren't perfectly aligned, you're not winning any races. You might not even finish. So first up, you've got authenticity. Think of this as your engine. It's the raw power, the true heart of who you are and what you do. Without this running true, all the fancy bodywork in the world won't get you across the finish line. Then there's audience alignment. That's your suspension. It's how you connect with the road, or in this case, your market. Get this wrong and you'll feel every bump and probably crash out before the race is over. And finally, action alignment. These are your tires, where everything meets the road. You can have the best engine and a perfect suspension, but if your tires aren't gripping well, you're just making noise and burning fuel. Another way to look at this is picturing these three elements as a triangle. At the top, you have authenticity. How true are you to your core identity? On one side, we have audience. How well you understand and connect with your market. And on the other side, we have action. How well are your operations delivering on your promises? Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Most businesses might have one or two of these elements dialed in. But just like our car analogy, having two elements performing well isn't enough. You need all three working in harmony. Remember that tech company I mentioned? When we first looked at their metrics, they were tracking everything under the sun. Conversion rates, click-through rates, time on site, bounce rates, you name it. But they weren't tracking what I call their trust triangle. Their problem wasn't in their numbers, it was in their alignment. They had great technical expertise, we'll categorize this as their authenticity. They also had a clear understanding of their market's pain points. This would be their audience. But their delivery process was completely misaligned with both, which would have left their action out of sync. So here's what we're going to do to help you get all three factors in alignment. I'm going to walk you through each point of this triangle, show you exactly how to measure it, and most importantly, how to align it with the other two points. By the end of this episode, you'll have a diagnostic tool that will show you exactly where your business is misaligned and how to fix it. Let's kick this off with authenticity. Do you ever get a feeling when you meet someone and something just feels off? Maybe they're saying all the right things, but something in your gut tells you it's not quite genuine. That's exactly what happens when a business's authenticity alignment is off. Think back at our race car. Authenticity is your engine. It's the core power that drives everything else. And just like a race car engine, it needs to be finely tuned, running true to its design. You wouldn't put a lawnmower into a Ferrari, right? Yet, I see businesses doing the equivalent of this every day. Let me give you a real-world example. I worked with a digital marketing agency that we'll call Digital Pro, who were struggling to close deals. On paper, they looked amazing. They had all the right certifications, spoke all the right industry jargon, and even had an impressive client list. But when we ran their authenticity check, we discovered something fascinating. In trying to look like every other successful agency, they buried what made them truly special, their background in behavioral psychology. They were so busy trying to be a typical marketing agency, they'd hidden their unique superpower. So here's how we check your authenticity alignment. I want you to think about your last three client meetings. For each one, ask yourself this question. Did you feel like you were putting on a show, or could you simply be your best professional self?
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
Research shows that companies with high authenticity alignment close deals 40% faster than those trying to maintain a manufactured image. Think about that for just 1 second. Being more authentically yourself actually makes you more money. So here's the three-point authenticity check I want you to run right now. First is the message match. Does what you say in your marketing match what you actually love doing? Or are you promising services that you secretly hate delivering? Then we have the value alignment. Are your prices aligned with the value you know you deliver? Or are you undercharging because you're afraid to charge what you're really worth? And then we have the passion check. When you talk about what you do, does your energy naturally rise? Or do you find yourself reciting a rehearsed script? For me, when I transitioned my media production studio into a creative marketing agency, I thought I had to be everything to everyone. I'd sit in client meetings promising the moon and the stars, trying to be the agency I thought they wanted. Want to guess how that worked out? Well, if you're a regular listener, you know quite well. For my new listeners, let's just say I spent 13 years in entrepreneurial poverty because my company wasn't aligned authentically. And the bigger I grew my company, the worse it got. It was something that kept me up at night. I was hearing from my team members on calls, and while they were saying all the right things, something felt off. It wasn't that they were doing anything wrong. In fact, they were following our process to the letter, but they were missing what I called back then buzzbizzer juice. That special something that made clients feel like they weren't just getting a service, they were getting a partner who truly understood them. That's when I realized something crucial about authenticity at scale. It's not about teaching your team to be you, it's about creating an authentic alignment. Let me show you exactly how we solved this, because it transformed my business into what it is today. I started with what I call the three R's of authentic scale. The first R stands for real stories. Instead of having our team memorize pitch decks, we created a library of real client transformation stories. Every team member knew these stories inside and out. Not just what we did, but why it mattered. The second R stands for root values. We identify core values that made our best client relationships work. Not the fluffy mission statement kind, but actual behavioral guidelines. Like how we always admit when we don't know something instead of faking expertise. And the third R stands for resonant language. We developed what I call a natural language framework. Instead of scripting conversations, we created conversation guidelines that let each team member's personality shine through while maintaining our core message. I started putting this framework into play 5 years ago during my transition from a creative agency into a marketing firm, the marketing firm I have today. About 3 years ago, I was in a meeting with a potential client. Big opportunity, real excited about it. But I had to step out for an emergency. So one of my team members, Victoria, took over. When I came back 15 minutes later, the client had already signed. Afterward, I asked the client why they moved so quickly. Their answer blew me away. They said, whether we were talking to you or Victoria, we got the same feeling that you guys really get us and you're not afraid to be real about what you can and can't do. At that moment, I realized that your company's authenticity isn't about cloning yourself. It's about creating an environment where everyone can be their best, their most authentic self, while delivering on your company's core promises. So here's what this means to you. Whether you're a solopreneur getting ready to scale or you're already running a team of 50, authentic alignment needs to be baked into your business DNA. And this is where we transition into something equally crucial, audience alignment. And while we could dive deeper into audience alignment right now, and believe me, there's plenty to unpack there, and I don't want to rush things. So instead, I want to leave you with something powerful to think about. Remember our race car analogy? You've now got your engine tuned. That's your authenticity alignment. You understand how to keep it running true, even as your business grows. But just like any high-performance machine, this is just the start of the fine-tuning process. Over the next episode or two, I'm going to explore the other two crucial components of the AAA audit, audience alignment and action alignment. I'll show you exactly how to understand not just what your market says they want, but what they actually need. And more importantly, how to deliver it in a way that turns clients into raving fans. But before we wrap up today, I want to do something that might feel a little bit uncomfortable. Tomorrow morning, when you start your day, I want you to record your first client interaction. Whether it's a sales call, a team meeting, or just an email, record it. Then listen or look back and ask yourself one question. Was that truly authentic, or was I playing a role I think I should play? And with that, I want to leave you with one more buzzworthy insight.
Here's a buzzworthy insight.
The most successful businesses aren't necessarily the ones with the biggest budgets or the fanciest websites. They're the ones who've mastered their authenticity and the ability to grow without losing their soul. Until next time, I'm Buzz, reminding you that being boring, it's a choice. So stay buzzworthy.